When it comes to your finances, go for the credit card that's always there for you. With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, that means no more waiting for, quote, normal business hours just to get a hold of someone. We're talking real service from real people whenever you need it. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
You hear that? Your dog knows spring is coming sooner than you think. Dog walks, dog parks, playing fetch, all the stuff your dog loves to do with you. But the warmer weather also means that fleas and ticks are coming back. Fleas and ticks are in the grass, in the woods, and even on their dog friends. Fleas are an itchy nuisance, can easily get into your home, furniture, and beds, which can be terrible. Ticks are even worse. They're hard to spot, but can carry disease and get your dog really sick. PetMeds has your furry friend protected with the best products to prevent flea and ticks all year long. PetMeds pharmacists connect directly with your vet to save you time and deliver the best products for your pet. PetMeds offers low prices on all flea and tick meds, including NexGard, Simparica, and more. And PetMeds AutoShip helps you save even more with additional discounts on regular shipments of PetMeds, dog food, and other high-quality supplies. So get ready for all the spring fun now. Visit PetMeds.com and use promo code PODCAST to save 40% on your first auto ship order. That's PetMeds.com and promo code PODCAST.
Hey everyone, I'm Chris Guillebeau. You are listening to a special episode of Side Hustle School. This short series is part of the Dell Technologies Small Business Podference. Small businesses are constantly looking for ways to advance their marketing and grow their companies. That's why Dell Technologies assembled an all-star lineup of podcasters to create this year's virtual conference to share advice and inspiration for small business. I hope that you find this episode enjoyable and useful. Dell Technologies is here to help safeguard your business with modern devices in Windows 10 Pro and provide relevant content for your success. To find more participating podcasts, search for Dell Technologies Small Business Podference on the Odyssey app, Spotify, or Apple Podcasts. All right, so jumping in here, a 19-year-old young woman has made more than $400,000 naming Chinese babies. And perhaps even more impressive is the fact that she's done it by charging less than a dollar each. The process is largely automated. Her main task these days is to make sure the website doesn't crash. That is, of course, an incredible success. We're doing some more research and trying to get in touch with her to feature her in more detail on the podcast. But I mentioned that story in the context of asymmetrical opportunities. Asymmetrical opportunities are actions you can take that come with a low risk, but potentially a high reward. So here is a non-business example of an asymmetrical opportunity. Imagine you become starstruck by a stranger while at a bar or a coffee shop, and you feel like you should go and talk to them. Perhaps you even feel like you should go and ask them out, politely, of course. Now, if you ask them out, they might say no, so you might be rejected. But the potential reward to meeting someone amazing could be much higher. So low risk, high potential reward. Of course, you could also think about that in a non-romantic context, talking to a stranger. If it doesn't work, low risk. If it does work out, it could be something incredible. So I'm bringing you three short series of asymmetrical opportunities, encouraging you to think about how you could apply this to yourself. Today's example, if you pre-order a limited edition car from a dealership, this is something I have just recently learned about. If you pre-order certain limited edition vehicles, when you do this, you can't take any test drives because the car doesn't exist yet. You have to buy it sight unseen, like the dealership hasn't even received the vehicle. But if you pre-order it, you can sometimes resell that car for more than you paid. And Paul Peck in Dallas, Texas, got a $40,000 payoff from a Ford dealership who actually paid him off. I call it a payoff because they paid him to not buy the car. Like he had a sales contract and they wanted to resell it for more. Because quantities were limited on that model, the dealership knew that they could resell it for higher than sticker price. So they basically paid him $40,000 to walk away. Now, if you'd like to hear more about this whole detailed story, it's a whole saga actually, go to Quora.com. So Quora, Q-U-O-R-A, and search for what car holds its value the longest, which sounds like a different question than what the story is about, but trust me, that's where you'll find it. And in this situation, there is some risk, right? It's an asymmetrical opportunity. There is some risk in buying a car, perhaps more risk than just starting a website to name babies, But Paul felt confident because he had done his research. Also, the very worst thing that could happen would be that he had to sell that car for a loss. So not a tiny risk, but again, the best thing that could happen is that he could sell it for a gain, potentially a big one. And in this particular story, there's some other examples in that Quora thread, but in this particular story, he walked away with a $40,000 payoff. So what asymmetrical opportunity can you pursue? This podcast conference has been created to encourage and inspire small businesses while covering topics like strategy, influencer marketing, and beyond. Learn from top names in the podcast world, like my friend Jill Schlesinger, Rhett and Link of the Ear Biscuits, and many more. To find these podcasts, search for Dell Technologies Small Business Podprints on the Odyssey app, Spotify, or Apple Podcasts.